Hey, good news. We're here today with Julie Fryer, and we're going to be talking about how to make sure that your apps are secure using app roles in your tokens. Welcome to the Azure Enablement Show, where we'll be discussing the challenges you and our other tech-savvy customers have encountered. Together, we're going to be talking with experts to find out how they think about these problems, recommended tools and best practices, and tips they've learned from years of experience that you can use. So today we have a treat. We're going to be talking to Julie Fryer, Security Cloud Solutions Architect and Identity. And in order to get into this, I think it's best if we talk, Julie, as if I were a customer. So let me switch to customer mode. Okay, now in customer mode. So hi, Julie. I could really use your help today. We just had an audit done on us. And in the audit, we got something that a thing that we had to deal with that I don't quite understand. It says something about the fact that our tokens have too much information in them or the wrong information in them. Can you tell me like what a token is and why this is a problem?
Sure, David, thanks for inviting me. A token is a claim or a message that moves from a client browser to an application. In other words, if a user is at a laptop and they're signing into an application, there's this thing called a token that's going to be sent from their laptop to an application server. And a lot of times the token has too much information in it, like a telephone number or an email address, and even sometimes a social security number or a partial social security number, which is personal identifiable information, and it's protected information.
Okay, but I am making sure that all my systems use, you know, SSL TLS, so like it's an encrypted conversation. You know, the browser has a little lock thing. Why is this a problem?
Sure. So for TLS, when a message is traveling in an encrypted mode with TLS, it's only protected in transit. It does not cover the token once it lands on an application or sits on a client's browser or an application sitting on an application server. If there's any problems with that application, like TLS is only protecting the sign-in page and not the payment field where you're going to pay a bill, and a bad actor could get into that particular page and possibly pivot through that application. What they do further is get to the XML parser, to the application server. They start pivoting through the entire organization. And there's other threats out there that you already probably are aware of, cross-site scripting, lots of threats when you have sensitive information sitting inside of an application.
Okay, so it seems like then all I got to do is go encrypt the token information. Is that going to do it for me?
Yeah, that's one way to do it. Let me pull up a slide, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So we just talked about a user's web browser. This might make it a little bit easier, and how the token is being sent encrypted with TLS to the application server. On the left-hand side, you see a JWT claim or a JSON web token. It's basically a message with the person's information. And like you said, you could just encrypt that. That would be called a JWE, an encrypted JWT token. However, if you would have to do this for every single application client, the client side of every application, which sits in the user's web browser. If you have 1,000 applications in your enterprise, you're going to have to do that with every single application, and that would cost a lot of money and a lot of time to do so.
Okay, well, yeah, we do have quite a lot of applications. So, is there another thing I can do that would be good?
Yeah. So in Azure Active Directory, when you register your application, just like you would register an application, you can register a user in what's called application roles for a user. You would just basically go into the registration blade of Azure Active Directory. You're going to define the role for a user, just like you would for an application. You're going to click on the user's name and assign the user a role, and they can either be an admin or a user. So in most cases, it's going to be a user role. And then the next thing you have to do is just update your middleware like you would with any application. This is something that developers have been doing with any activity. So like for instance, if you have an ASP.NET application, you go into the token validation parameter and you just say role claim equals role. It's like a one line change in your middleware.
Okay, so that sounds pretty easier. Why is it better to do something role based than, I don't know, put a UID or something in my tokens instead?
Yeah, for a couple of reasons. So applications have what's called group IDs, and group IDs can be different on every single tenant if you have multiple tenants. If you have an application role, then that user can span multiple tenants. Also for security, you're obfuscating the information, or you're hiding it from the internet. You are assigning a role to that particular application, and that person's personal information is not included in that message exchange between their browser and in an application server.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Okay, so I'm convinced, like this is the way to go. How do I get started using app roles?
Right, so I'll recap that. That's a great question. Well, just a couple of things regarding this. You don't need any extra Azure Active Directory permissions other than reading the user profile like you would have to do anyways with just a JWT with personal information in it. So you're registering your application. You go to the registration blade of Azure Active Directory. You define roles for the user. You click on the user, and then you assign a role. It's really simple. It's that fast. And then, again, you just update the middleware to accept that role.
Cool. Well, I think I should get started on this right now. I really appreciate your help there. I'm going to switch back to host mode now. Okay, back to host again. So thank you very much, Julie. This was awesome. And I want to thank everybody for watching this. Thank you for watching this episode of the Azure Enablement Show. Please don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And join us again to watch more of the Azure Enablement Show. Thank you very much, and we'll speak to you a little bit later on.